Hi, I'm Johnny, writer and narrator of the Magnus Archives.
And I'm Sasha. I play Georgie Barker on the Magnus Archives, and I write What the Ghost.
And we've launched a games company.
When we're not at Rusty Towers doing spooks, we create role-playing games as MacGuffin and Company.
Each month, we put out a new world for you and your friends to explore using any role-playing system you like.
They're full of places to go, people to meet, and secrets to learn, as well as a juicy mini-campaign to play through.
Hunt ghosts through space with harpoons.
Ride a steam train through a psychedelic hellscape.
Our settings are bite-sized and bizarre.
And they're available in screen-reader-friendly, accessible formats.
You can find all of our free games at MacGuffinandCompany.com.
And you can get more settings and goodies by supporting us on Patreon.
Our first Patreon-exclusive micro-setting is not far to Bermuda. It's a fun cruise.
And has been for 294 days and counting.
Check it out at patreon.com/MacGuffinandCompany. That's patreon.com/MacGuffinandCompany. Thanks so much for listening.
And enjoy the show.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Jordan and Kelly Bryan, Ofek Barkol, Helen, Cheryl R. Hayes, Richard Gomersall, Emily Harford, Heather Nichols, Mary Allison, Gaia Turtle, Joe, Thomas Joseph Connolly, Benjamin Zilk, Jess, Andrew Fox, Matthew Sobiesk, Christine Abranilla, Casey Berry, Lauren Anthony, John Archibald Getty IV, Nicholas Cole. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 144. Decrypted.
Martin Blackwood, assistant to Peter Lucas, head of the Magnus Institute, recording statement number 0090310, statement of Gary Boylan, given October 3rd, 2009. Statement begins. It was grey. I remember that so clearly. And hot. But no sun. No sun at all. The sky had that thick layer of cloud that catches the heat, and it choked me on it. Fields and fields of yellow grass that went on forever, with rusted pylons looming over all of it. It was that appalling sort of summer you only get in the middle of England, with all the joy of the season stripped away, leaving endless fields of dry soil and emptiness. There was nothing to be done, nowhere to go, just watch and wait and think about the decay of it all. Walking among the detritus of the countryside is the surest way I know to find yourself close to the transience of humanity, seeing the little hints, the preview of what's to come for all of us, when the world no longer cares enough to keep us alive. Have you ever been driving along a motorway, passing through the middle of some rural nothing place, when you spot in the distance, on some tiny road you have no idea how to reach, a row of three or four terraced suburban houses, just sitting there, no town or village for miles, just a weird, unattached little street. That's where I live. It's where I grew up, where I left for